Goldberg variations. Music that's had a profound influence on Madeleine Tien and her novel, Do Not Say We Have Nothing.
I came to them in a difficult time in my life. I lost my mother. I remember I was walking along a very busy street and I happened to put them on my headphones and I was transported. For the entire time that I wrote the novel, I listened to the Goldberg variations, and I only listened to the Goldberg variations, so I've heard it upwards of 10,000 times.
But it wasn't just background listening. Madeleine Tien weaves the Goldberg variations like a soundtrack through her novel. It follows the fortunes of three musicians through political upheaval in China from the 1940s to the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Radio Beijing.
The sound of rocket gunfire.
Tanks were entering the square. They made a shattering vibration. She saw a soldier strike a boy ahead of her with his baton. Behind him, a girl turned and spat in the soldier's face. At the front, the student leaders began to sing the Internationale.
I think it's a profoundly political book. Tiananmen has a resonance that is impossible for the Chinese government to ignore forever. Hundreds of people, perhaps more, who died on the night of June 3rd, and the attempt to say that the people who died were counter-revolutionaries trying to bring down the government, that is a lie.
And Madeleine Tien is an author who says she's always searching for reasons to have faith in the world.
I think I'm melancholic by nature. It's my greatest defect is to see the world through this lens of sadness and sorrow, and writing has given me a way to counteract that.
David Soloy lives in Hungary, but he's in London for a few days and has come to the Hungarian Cultural Centre in Covent Garden. His book, All That Man Is, examines the lives of nine men of different nationalities living in different European countries.
My first idea was to write a book about Europe. Well, there is still this enormously fluid situation in Europe in terms of people moving around. And obviously my own experience of having fairly recently moved to Hungary at the point when I started writing this book meant that was something which I felt hadn't really been captured in fiction, and it was something which I wanted to write about.
The complexity of contemporary Europe is mirrored in the novel's structure, a series of linked but separate stories about men focusing on a different stage of their life.
Wherever he looks, he sees only that which is transient. How little we understand about life as it is actually happening. The moments fly past, like trackside pylons seen from a train window, the present perpetually slipping away.
What I wanted to do, in a way, was to write a book about time, aging, mortality, how that feels, what that entails.
Why were those themes preoccupying you?
I turned 40 while I was writing this book. And that felt like a halfway point in life, in a way. There's a sense that youth has now really gone. It was something that fascinated me and terrified me and just engaged me emotionally and imaginatively.
David Soloy had led a pretty colourful life up until then. He'd been a professional gambler.
Kicking King's got a slender lead!
I won on the Cheltenham Gold Cup in 2005.
He's got
until his luck ran out.
I tried and failed to make a living as a gambler. I mean, it went well at first. Maybe I won £20,000 in 6 months, and then I lost £20,000 in 2 or 3 weeks. And at that point, I stopped before it really turned ugly. When the gambling thing failed, the plan B was then to become a novelist.
And you never know, he might still be able to combine the two. He's put a bet on himself to win the Man Booker at odds of 16 to 1.